St. John Birchman's, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I thought it was very providential and fitting to have this altar boy day on Ember Saturday. It is, it's true, one of the longer masses of the year with all of the extra readings before the epistle and gospel. But it's just a remnant of what was left from the ancient days when the Catholics would spend the whole night in prayer before during the ordinations of priests. And so this is one of the days that was always customary and reserved for the ordination of priests. But speaking of the priesthood, and it used to be that only those men who were preparing for the priesthood, who were in the minor orders, who were clergymen, could serve at the Mass. So only, for instance, an ordained acolyte could go and carry the candles at Mass and bring the wine and the water, the matter for the sacrifice, to the altar of God. It was only later on that young men, such as yourselves, laymen, were permitted to serve so close to the altar where God the Son is being sacrificed to his heavenly Father. And not all young men are called to serve, but one day you were asked and you said yes, you would serve at the altar of God. Those words of the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy that we read today, I think can, in a sense, be applied to each one of you. Thou hast chosen the Lord this day to be thy God, and to walk in his ways, and keep his ceremonies. That's a beautiful thought, a nice one that you should all keep in your minds today and whenever you serve. Thou hast chosen the Lord this day to be thy God, and to keep his ceremonies, to keep them at the altar. God assures us, if you reread that first lesson from today, God assures us that the nation that is careful to follow the laws regarding divine worship will be much blessed, more than any other nation in the world, he says. Those who follow his laws of worship, whether they be the commandments, whether they be the rubrics of the Mass that you have to follow so closely in every Mass. We get an idea of how important rubrics are when we look in the Old Testament. You all know that God showed more severity to the Jews of the Old Law. Now we live in the New Law, the Law of mercy and of charity. But the Old Law was the Law of justice. And you saw the wrath of God much more than you will now. But think of all of those Old Testament priests, all that they had to endure, the punishments for not following one rubric or another. The high priest, I remember Father McKenna told this in a sermon once, the high priest would be permitted to enter the Holy of Holies but once a year. But before he would enter, he would have to have a rope tied around his waist because no one else could ever enter the Holy of Holies. No layman, no other priest. Only the high priest could enter, and that but once a year. Well, if he were found unworthy to offer the sacrifice, God might strike him dead. And if that were the case, that he were struck dead in the Holy of Holies, no one was permitted to enter in and to bring his body out. They'd have to drag him with the rope. The justice of God. And then there were two young priests. They were sort of like rookie priests, you might say, just really young. They got the idea. It was some sacrifice in which they used fire. And God made a rubric that said, you can only use this type of fire, fire that came from this place. Well, the young priests, they were maybe a bit zealous, but not in the right way. And they went out and they got a foreign fire, some other kind of fire, not prescribed by the rubrics, and they were punished very severely for it. Now, I don't tell these stories to scare you, make you think that every time you mess up at the altar, you're going to be struck dead and we might have to tie a rope around your waist sometime so we can pull you out of the sanctuary or something like that. No, not that, because we live in the law of charity, the new law of mercy, where God will not show that severity, but we must remember, if God was so strict to the priests and the servers at the temple of the old law, where the sacrifice was nothing more than a prefiguration, what is the importance of the rubrics of the Mass, which is the fulfillment of the law? In the old law, it was the sacrifice of a lamb to God. In the new law, it is the sacrifice of the Lamb of God. It is a sacrifice of God the Son to His Heavenly Father. It is Calvary redone. You don't see with your own bodily eyes our Lord being crucified. Nonetheless, that is what is actually taking place on the altar every time a Mass is offered. We must be careful, altar servers, young men, to observe all of the rubrics faithfully. I remember before I was a seminarian, my mother and I, well, I lived in Chillicothe. It's about 100 miles from here, northeast of here. And the closest Mass to us was in Columbus. But every now and again, we couldn't make that Mass. And we'd come all the way down here, usually to the evening, the 5:45 Mass. And we were both, my mother and I, extremely impressed with the server at that Mass. We noticed his reverence, how he turned properly and had a very, he walked with gravity and modesty and did everything well. And I was so impressed that here I am 10, 11 years later with that thought in mind. It impressed me that much. I can still remember. And not long ago I talked to him and I mentioned that to him and said how impressed we were. And he said, and this is a good piece of advice for all of you, that we can all try to remember. He said, you know, I just try to do my job as well as I can and try to be noticed as little as possible. That says it all. If you do your job well, ring the bells at the proper times and walk as you should, not running, not walking sloppily, and not fidgeting, you'll be noticed very little so that people can place their attention upon the altar and the priest, and you won't be a distraction to anybody at all. It's a good principle that you should all remember in these times. Now, speaking of rubrics, though, do you know what St. Teresa of Avila said? She said, concerning the rubrics, I would lay down my life for a single rubric. That's something. She would die just for the faithful obedience to the rubrics of the Mass. I wonder if we have that attitude. Even sometimes we priests get a little sloppy and cut corners in the Mass, but it's not right. In fact, for us, it is a sin to not follow those rubrics. But would you be willing to die for a rubric? Would you be willing to sacrifice just to take the time from time to time to study your rubrics so that you can do them well? St. Teresa would die for just a single rubric. Now I want you to remember all through this day, this is what we're here for, so that you learn, yes, have fun today, obviously, but learn what you're doing at the altar. You are serving God. You're there at the foot of the cross, bringing the matter for the sacrifice, the wine that will be changed into the precious blood of our Lord. You're carrying the candles in a high Mass. You carry the candles during the gospel to show your light to the world. Let us pray then to the patron saint of altar boys to help us to do our duties well, to guide us to do them, not just do them, but mean them. We'll talk about that a little later, what it means to mean what you do. But for now, remember in this Mass to pray to St. John Birchmans, the patron of altar boys. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.